Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 7th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Novel cardiovascular metabolic risk factor mechanisms and therapeutic opportunities. Advances in clinical research revealed beneficial effects of pharmacological classes of metabolic drugs on cardiovascular outcomes. These findings demonstrate complex interactions between metabolism and cardiac pathology. Understanding the molecular and cellular mechanisms of these agents identifies new therapeutic opportunities for cardiovascular risk reduction. This suggests a paradigm shift in managing cardiovascular risk linked to metabolic disorders. Article number 2. Great debate. Preventative percutaneous coronary intervention added to optimal medical treatment should be the default treatment for non-flow-limiting vulnerable plaques. Acute myocardial ischemic syndromes frequently arise from rupture or erosion of non-flow-limiting vulnerable plaques. Optimal medical therapy leaves substantial residual cardiovascular risk, prompting consideration of preventative percutaneous coronary intervention to stabilize these high-risk lesions. Contemporary intracoronary imaging techniques, including intravascular ultrasound and optical coherence tomography, effectively identify these vulnerable plaques. The clinical argument supports preventative percutaneous coronary intervention as a default treatment strategy for these lesions, aiming to reduce future major adverse cardiovascular events. Article number 3. Laminopathies, natural history, and risk prediction of heart failure. This study developed a prediction model for severe heart failure events in adult-onset laminopathies, addressing the high risk faced by patients with LMNA gene variants. Researchers included 470 adults from the French LMNA Nationwide Registry for Derivation and an independent international cohort for validation. The model provides a tool for predicting the incidence of severe heart failure events in this patient population. This advances risk stratification for laminopathy patients. Article number 4. Senescence-related myocardial dysfunction, keeping a young heart. The myocardium undergoes significant changes with aging, impacting the heart's pumping action. These senescence-related alterations contribute to myocardial dysfunction, a process that is not yet fully understood. Identifying the mechanisms of these age-related changes is crucial for understanding pathological processes and developing targeted therapeutic strategies. These insights hold long-term implications for maintaining cardiovascular health in an aging population. Article number 5. Aficamten in symptomatic obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, the FOREST-HCM long-term study. The FOREST-HCM study assessed the safety and efficacy of extended aficamten treatment in symptomatic obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. This next-in-class oral selective cardiac myosin inhibitor ameliorates hypercontractility in patients. The open-label study enrolled 296 patients with a mean age of 61 years who had completed a parent aficamten study. Results from this long-term evaluation provide crucial information on the sustained clinical profile of aficamten for this patient population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.